The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
With Bill Meyer.
Delighted that you are here for Monday, May 6th. I didn't hear much about Cinco de Mayo. That was a pretty good thing, wasn't it? Maybe it was because Cinco de Mayo was on Sunday and celebrating somehow a Mexican holiday, which even Mexicans don't care about too much, is not all that big of a deal, maybe getting to be less of a big deal. I don't know. But anyway, I'm glad you're here. Join the conversation at 770-5633, 770-KMED. Email Bill at BillMeyerShow.com. You have the Facebook Live up, by the way, and we got that going on. And we're heard on 106.3, 106.7 in Jackson County, and also 99.3 KCMD in Grants Pass in Josephine County, and streamed on KMED.com. By the way, there are going to be some changes coming to KCMD. We're going to be bringing some music programming back to KCMD, and I'll give you more details on that in the coming weeks. But what we're going to be doing is I'm going to continue doing the morning talk show on KCMD in the, for the foreseeable future. So we're going to keep talking about the news and the views. And then I'll have a few more details here in the next few days on some changes here. We're just trying to make better use of the signals that we have here. And Grants Pass signal for KMED will end up moving or shifting to 105.9 for the rest of the day, 105.9 FM out of Rogue River in Grants Pass, okay? So I'll have a few more details on that coming up. Like I said, things not going away. Things just changing around a little bit. And so I just want to give you a little bit of warning. And so that we are, all plugged in, so to speak. I think the one issue that may happen is that if you're living in the really rural areas of Josephine County, like we're talking about going out to Cave Junction and, Cave Junction, Selma, places like that, then you're probably going to be serviced best on talk radio from us by switching to streaming. So that's just kind of the way things are going, except for the morning show. Morning show will always be on everything as it is right now. But I'll keep you informed, and we'll give you a few more details in the coming days. Looking to make a change a little later this month, maybe early June is what we're looking at. Okay? All right. Ownership makes decisions, and that's they make business decisions, and I'm just here to say aye. Okay? Just so you understand, all right? Coming up this morning, Nick Searcy is going to join me in about a half hour, and 20 minutes more likely. He is the producer of a new documentary called The War on Truth, which is coming out the 17th. And yes, it is dealing with January 6th. Why does it still matter? Well, yeah, it still matters because we're still living with the feedback or the negative feedback loop against patriotism ever since that time. So we'll talk with him about this documentary and kind of get to the bottom of it. We're also going to have Dr. Dennis Powers joining me, and we're going to be talking not only about where past meets present, where we talk about some local history. We're going to be going through some of our local judicial elections in Jackson County. Because he's a retired professor of business law, member of the bar. I don't know if he's a current member of the bar or not. But even after me talking with a number of candidates, it can still be a bit of a challenge. Yeah, it can be a bit of a challenge trying to figure out who is the best for Jackson County District Attorney, as an example. What about the challenges of the judgeships going on here, too? And we'll have a little conversation about that coming up. And I'm looking forward to that. And we'll just see, the doc was telling me over the weekend, he says, I really have no dog in the fight. So that means he can pretty much, I'll just kind of give you his take on the qualifications. And by the way, all of the candidates that are running for district attorney and running for judge, they're all qualified. It's just a matter of which might you prefer? Would it be better to go with the incumbent as a judge, like the challenger for Judge Orr, or would it be better to bring a new voice in there? I mean, there's all sorts of things we can talk about, and it's really difficult to discern judicial races, the toughest things that we have to do, really. And that's why I wish, if anything, that the judicial races were partisan. And I know this brings us back to the charter changes that they have been working so hard at Jackson County for All, Jackson County for All Democrats to move through, because they just want to make it even more difficult for you to figure out somebody and their worldview, to be able to hide as much as possible. While at the same time, they're talking about, well, we need transparency. We talked about this for how many weeks now, and I'm going to continue to bang on this, because ballots supposedly in the mail right now, and we are into voting season for the next couple of weeks. I guess voting season for even another week after that. Can you believe that they have to count a vote that comes in a week after the election? No potential for hinkiness on anything, on any voting situation like that, right? Sure. By the way, this has nothing to do with our county clerks. This has to do with the rules of the Secretary of State and also legislature. Anyway, so we had a pretty good conversation on the judicial races, I hope, and some history. Of course, your calls and opinion. And we'll talk about Nick Searcy and his new documentary, The War on Truth, coming up. Speaking of the county races here, the county charter changes, which are, as far as I'm concerned, job number one between all of, we have all of these primary races certainly going on. And there is the possibility of a new county commissioner or two county commissioners being selected in Josephine County, because they have that that jungle primary sort of situation in which it's nonpartisan. And so everybody sits around there, and especially the Democrat leaning candidates, in my opinion, are doing their best to hide their liberal roots. I think all you have to do, though, is figure out who the liberal candidates are in Josephine County. Just drive over to former state rep Lily Morgan's front yard and look at the political signs in her front yard. And that'll be a pretty good way of figuring it out. Sorry, Lily, but I saw a picture of the people in the front sign or in the front yard, and I had to talk about that picture here. I might get out that picture. Someone sent it to me, and post that. But that's almost like, this is the indicator. These are the people who have claimed to be Republicans, or I'm a conservative, but if you're in the front yard, if Lily Morgan is picking you for front yard, in the front yard, that's usually an indicator, what we call a clue, at least in the conservative wing of the Republican Party. God love you, Lily, but I'm sorry. It's just the way it goes. All right. Now, in Jackson County, though, it is a partisan race. And, of course, there's not going to be any real excitement in the county commission race in that one. I don't believe so, at least. So we'll just keep an eye on it. But the big one, though, are the charter changes, 17-116. 17-116, they're going for the whole ball of wax in Josephine County districts. And, oh, gosh, we want to go to five. We're going to give you more democracy. We're going to give it to you good and hard. And we're going to split you up and divvy you up into, five Grants Pass districts, or four Grants Pass districts, I suppose, in one at large. Don't fall for that. You know that. Do I have to say it again? I guess I will be saying it again until it's defeated, okay? In Jackson County, it's 15-224, 225, and 226. And I have the big fat no, just like this sign sitting in my front yard. And we're at the time in which it's now about evangelizing and talking to your family, your neighbors, your friends, who are not paying as much attention to the politics of the world as perhaps you are. We have to do our job. We must. Part of our job right now is to share the information that we have and make sure they understand why these charter change measures in both Jackson and Josephine County need to be killed, and killed hard, okay? Killed hard, stake in it. Boom. All right? And it's pretty funny. There are a lot of people who know it's election season, but they don't really understand what's going on with the charter changes. They know it. In fact, I had my neighbors across the street from me on my street. I popped over and talked with him yesterday, and really nice, husband and wife, got a couple of kids, great kids, got people next door to me, same thing, husband, wife, couple of kids, just doing really well, got kids next door now. I love the fact that we have kids in our neighborhood now, and the kids are squealing and playing and having fun and doing all that thing. It reminds me of, this is the reason why we do this kind of stuff, to have a better situation for these kids in the future than what we're looking at right now. But the charter changes are not part of that. In fact, if anything, it's about a regression and a divide and conquer kind of scheme here. And so my neighbors across the street were saying, I noticed you have the no sign in your front yard. And you know, why do you have a no sign? And could you explain it? Could you explain it? And so I went through it with them. Took about, 5-10 minutes. Talked about how the people who have been pushing this are mostly failed Democratic County Commission candidates in the first place, which, of course, is another clue. This tells you this is not a problem with Jackson County. This is a problem with Democrats really being butthurt that they're not winning a lot of county races, county commission races, because they have rabid support in South Jackson County because of Ashland. You know, Ashland essentially, you know, little, you know, socialist union states of South Jackson County, right? The USSSJC, I think, is maybe what we ought to, you know, nickname South Jackson County. But they're pushing this. This is ultimately for a political outcome. It's a political outcome. And so they have to fool what they would consider the rubes. They're very smart people that are behind this. They're just wrong, of course. I'm not saying that they're dumb. I'm not one of those type of people, oh, stupid liberal. No, that's not the way I'm criticizing Jackson County for all. They're quite intelligent. They're quite intelligent, but what they're trying to do is to get a better political outcome for their point of view. And so they sell this this mirage that we're going to give you more for less. We're going to get you 5 county commissioners, and we're going to just divide the money among them. We're going to cut their salary. That's with one of the other measures. And then we're going to go nonpartisan. So this way, Democrats don't really have to talk about the fact that they're necessarily Democrats. And like the judges, you have to try to, read the tea leaves as to who these people are all about. Okay? That's about it. And I said, what's most important about this, and I was talking to my neighbors about this, what's most important to understand is what's not said. Because the reason for having 5 is not to save money, even though they say they're going to cut the wages for the county commission, it's pretty clear that they can't do that. It'll be challenged immediately in court because you can't do this legislatively. You have to do it administratively through budget committees, and there are laws that are involved in this. You don't want to get off in the weeds on it, but I explained you just can't do this. But they sell the 5 commissioners this way. Oh, we can get 5 for the price of 3, or maybe even less. In other words, you get a bunch of backbenchers that are in charge of Jackson County. That would be much more pliable than a current strong full-time 3-member board. All right? Bottom line. But they have spoken openly and had made this clear right from the beginning that what it's really about, in fact, even Al Densmore put it in his 2022 voter pamphlet deal when he was running for Jackson County Commission in his failed run against Colleen Roberts, who ended up winning that race, about why he wanted five county commissioners, and he wanted it in districts. Now, they didn't go for districts this time, folks. And they're even claiming now, it's so complex, we're not going to go for districts. Oh, no, we're not going to do that. Yeah, I think that's what Dave Gilmore said the other day, former Democrat county commissioner in one of their meetings. No, you can't buy that. The whole purpose of having 5 commissioners is to then take it to 5 districts or 4 districts, maybe 4 districts and then one super commissioner that may be, ruling over all the rest of them. And then you get into those situations where you have commissioners that you have district commissioners that just happen to be in Jackson County rather than 3 Jackson County commissioners that care about the whole county. Because when you have 5 district commissioners that just happen to live in Jackson County, they only care about their district. This is a divide and conquer. 3 commissioners elected at large by everyone in the county is a much stronger, much more unified body. They care about the county as a whole. And that's all there is. It's the only way you can look at this. It makes a lot of sense. It's worked for hundreds of years here, 100 and a half years or more. All right. It's not broken. And so talking to the neighbors, they got it. And I said, well, would you tell your other friends and neighbors and people that you know also to vote no on this? And I'm hoping that they'll do it. That's where we are right now. Now, there is another question. I know that there's a political action committee that was formed to fight this. And I think they came out with the original signs, the ones that are really dark and just totally, they don't sell the message. We ended up coming up with these signs, and we've been, you know, doing these on our own. Jackson County Republican Women and Linda and I put some money in it, and we, you know, been doing what we could to make this happen. Does anybody know what's going on with the political action committee? Because there was like some $20,000 that was gathered up in the political action committee to go into fighting this. And I haven't seen much coming out of that pack yet. Now, maybe there is something that's going to be coming out of it pretty soon. But given that the ballots are in the mail, I'm hoping that that political action committee that's supposedly fighting the charter changes in Jackson County, if they've got signs and other than the ones that were dribbled out, or if they have some ads or anything else, I hope they're going to start running pretty soon. Because the mailbox are going to be filled with people voting here pretty soon. So anyway, I'm hoping that that you both in Jackson and Josephine County evangelize, no on all these charter change measures. As important as the candidates are on the election, the charter change is much more important when it comes to the future of both our counties. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did, or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. No Wires Now.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hi, this is Lisa, the Hughes Lumber Girl, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
Hi there, Ron. You had a suggestion to get people voting against 17-116. You're talking about a force multiplier. Go ahead. Love to hear it.
Yes, sir. Over here we have a trifold information sheet that shows a map and so forth, and the controls that are going to come about relative to the 100% of commissioner power of control that we have now versus the 40%, because you're reducing it from 5 to 2 voting commissioners with the proposed a charter change. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I've found is I can go to an industrial park because there are groups of companies that are side by side in a short, in a small area, and find the manager and talk with them. It's been very successful getting them to accept one or more of the brochures. And then secondarily, mobile home parks, I go to people that are sitting in cars in parking lots.
Good for you.
Because they're waiting for somebody to come. And so you sit there and you flash this thing and you say you want to pay more taxes, or you hit somebody else and you say, well, here's the problem. You're losing your power of vote from 100% to 40%.
And there, you see, that's good job. And so you're grabbing that trifold. That came from what, Jackson, Josephine County Republicans, right?
He ended up doing it. I mentioned before, you get a hold of Holly. I'm sure she'll send over some to the gals there at the Jackson County Republican group, and they can disperse them.
Well, no, that doesn't work for us, though.
It
doesn't work for us right now because we don't have districts on there, and it's not the same as what Josephine County is voting is. It's similar. There are many things that, but it does not work the same way. Okay, but yeah, I agree. Josephine County, it is perfect to do that. Okay, all right. There are too many things that are different in the Josephine County measure from Jackson County. I don't want to muddy the water. Okay.
Maybe Jackson County could come up with those three issues and make their own little trifold card.
Yeah, that would be nice. But there are some challenges in the Jackson County party right now, and I can't explain why. I don't know. I don't get it. But it's a little MIA, I think. Appreciate the call, though, there. Ron, let me go to line 2. Hi, KMD, KCMD. Who is this?
Hi, Bill. This is Lee from South Medford.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's on your mind?
It's been a couple of years since I last talked to you, and that was over at Bi-Mart, a sporting goods store. But anyway,
that's
I
great.
Want to give you a little report on what I did last week.
What'd you do?
Well, I was able to go on a road trip with my daughter and son-in-law. We went over to Boise, Idaho to pick up my granddaughter, who finished her first year of college, and bring her back home. She graduated from Crater High School last year, and she received a four-year full scholarship to Boise State University.
Does she still love you?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure that she hasn't turned into a throat-punching Antifa activist yet. Just making sure.
No. I was really impressed with Boise.
Good.
I haven't been over there in about 35 years, but anyway, she took us all over the campus. You would not believe how big that campus is over there.
Mm-hmm.
That covers a lot of area.
What's she studying?
Booming.
What's she studying?
Pardon?
What's she studying?
Well, she wants to go into business and probably do real estate.
Huh. Okay. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But
what does she think about the future of that in the state of Oregon, or is she going to have to leave the state to do her business?
Well, I don't know. I haven't really discussed that much with her, but she really loves it over there at Boise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been over there or looked around much, but I was very impressed with what a beautiful city that is.
So all we have to do is move Oregon into Boise, and our problems are solved, right?
Yeah.
or maybe we could have the Greater Idaho program and then just join them. What do you think about that?
I would love that.
I appreciate the call, Lee. It's great hearing from you, okay? Thanks for the report. Glad your daughter's doing well. It's 6:36. The War on the Truth. A brand new documentary coming out here in a few days. War on what truth? Whose truth? We'll talk about that coming up.
The best technology should make the world more beautiful, life more rewarding, and pull people closer. And the very best tech does all this without harming the planet. TimberTech decking, the best performing, longest lasting, and most lifelike look of real wood. Because the best deck naturally comes from the best tech. TimberTech. Go against the grain. Hughes Lumber TimberTech sale is going on now. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. If you're wondering about the condition of your tires, stop in and we'll check your tread level and give you an honest assessment on wear and your ability to navigate in any weather conditions. And if you need new tires, Phoenix Auto Center has a great selection of top brands like General, Hercules, Cooper, Falcon, Mastercraft, BF Goodrich, and more. For the best tire prices and service, see your local family-owned Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main in Phoenix.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As ceasefire talks stall, it looks like Israel is preparing for a long-anticipated ground invasion of Rafah. The Israeli military has ordered Palestinians to start evacuating eastern areas of the southern Gaza city. Israel's defense minister says it's clear that Hamas is not serious about a ceasefire deal. More rough weather in the forecast today across parts of the plains and the country's midsection. Large areas of southeast Texas still underwater following days of flooding rains. Houston is among areas hit hard by the storms. Anti-Israel protests continue on some college campuses around the country, while encampments at other schools, most recently the University of Southern California, have been cleared out. And after rising nonstop this year, up 59 cents a gallon, gas prices have finally done a small U-turn, down 2 cents a gallon. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your health care costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
A Southern Oregon tradition like no other.
The City of Central Point Wild Road Pro Rodeo, presented by Rogue Regency Inn and Suites.
On Thursday, May 16th, kids get in free.
Head to your local Bi-Mart and get Thursday night general admission tickets for just $20 and free kids tickets, all a part of Free Kids Night.
Many of the nation's top 20 cowboys, cowgirls, and national finals rodeo stock are coming to the home of the only 100-point bull ride for this national finals qualifying event.
All new Ranch Day on Friday and Saturday. Perfect for the whole family.
Kid-friendly dummy roping, pony rides, and more from 4 to 8 p.m.
So ride on down to the Expo in Central Point, May 16th, 17th, and 18th for the best Wild Road Pro Rodeo to date.
Starting at just $20. Get your tickets online at theexpo.com.
The Wild Road Pro Rodeo is sponsored by Bi-Mart, Lifer Excavation, Better Built Construction, KTVL 10, and Your Town, Your Country, Q100.3.
If you have an Alexa device, you can listen to great news and talk anytime by first asking Alexa, enable KMED. After enabling the skill, you can listen to the most popular talk personalities like Bill Maher and Lars Larson, plus local news and weather 24 hours a day by just asking her to play KMED. Alexa streaming on KMED is made possible by Megan McPherson at Farmers Insurance, Father and Son Jewelry, and Pacific Healthcare Training.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Maher Show.
641, by the way, open phones, we'll have that coming up after 7 o'clock, so if you wanted to weigh in some issues, 7 o'clock, good time to do that, okay? I wanted to play a little bit of the trailer of The War on Truth, a new documentary coming out very soon.
You are suggesting that the violence at the Capitol on January 6th was part of some operation orchestrated by FBI sources or FBI agents? The answer is no, it was not.
Christopher Wray.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
It's not protest, it's insurrection.
when I said how many agents or assets of the government were present on January 5th and January 6th and agitating in the crowd to go into the Capitol and how many went into the Capitol. Can you answer that now?
I don't know the answer to that question.
You don't know how many there were or there were none?
I don't know the answer to either of those questions.
I think you may have just perjured yourself that you don't know that there were any.
Yeah, the FBI lost count of how many paid informants were at Capitol on January 6th. All sorts of other stories that are in here, too, as part of the war on truth. And I wanted to bring on the gentleman behind this, producer Nick Searcy, and his new documentary, War on Truth, out on the 17th. Isn't that right, Nick? Welcome to the show.
Yes. May 17th. It's available at thewaronTruthMovie.com.
If you don't mind, break down a little bit of your background in this and other documentaries and films you've been involved in. Just wondering if we know any of them. Go ahead.
Well, I've mostly made my living as an actor. I was in a show called Justified for 6 years. Mm-hmm. But this film, this is the third documentary I've made. The first one was a movie called God Shed His Grace on Thee, which was a documentary about the Bible and the Constitution. And that kind of led into Capital Punishment, the first film I made about January 6th, which we released in 2021. And The War on Truth is, in effect, a sequel to Capital Punishment.
Okay. And what do you bring new to the table that you think that a lot of people need to know more about that maybe haven't heard much about this? Because you know, I think there are a lot of people that are thinking, oh, come on, you know, January 6th, you know, Nick, it's been beat to death for years, right? I mean, maybe people even told you that. I could be wrong about that. What do you think?
No, that's true. But I think what we show in The War on Truth is the human cost of this and that it is not stopping. The government is continuing to arrest people between 5 and 7 people a week. Even now, even 3 years after the fact, because this is a narrative they want to keep going. And what we show in The War on Truth is how this is destroying people's lives, destroying families, you know, taking fathers away from their children and their wives. And I mean, just the terrible human cost that's being paid. And it's because these people are basically political opponents of the administration. That's what they're doing, is punishing their enemies, the people that will not vote for them, that resist their lies and their corruption.
Could you give me an example of a story or two that you're profiling there in War on the Truth?
Well, yeah, a perfect example is Sarah McAbee. Her husband, Colton McAbee, was a deputy sheriff in Williamson County, Tennessee, where I live, and he was at the Capitol. He witnessed Roseanne Boylan being beaten to death by a Capitol policeman while she lay unconscious on the concrete. And for that, he was arrested in August of 21 and was put in the gulag for over 2 years. He was in jail for over 2 years without a trial.
Now, was this in the Capitol lockup where so many of the other January Sixers were?
Exactly. And they would not let him out because they classified him as some sort of domestic terrorist who was too dangerous to be released into the wild. You know, and this is a man who'd never been arrested for anything before in his life. And, you know, we talk about in the movie how the reason that they kept him in prison for so long without a trial was that he wouldn't talk, because what he saw happen that day was murder by a Capitol policewoman named Lila Morris, who beat Roseanne Boylan to death.
And so he wouldn't talk because of the explosiveness of what he wanted to testify. Did he finally ever talk about this? Because it's a big deal.
Sure. Yeah. At the trial, he got on the stand and told his story. But what is also happening to these people is that it doesn't matter what the truth is. When they go to trial and they go in front of these D.C. juries that are 99% Democrats, and these D.C. judges that are corrupt and 99% Democrat, they don't have a chance anyway. And he did tell his story, and the jury sat there and listened to it, nodded, and convicted him in 30 minutes.
30 minutes, okay. What did he get sentenced to, by the way? You know,
9 years.
9 years. 9 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of story that you see in the War on Truth that you will not see anywhere else because the media doesn't want this to come out.
Nick Searcy, star and producer of the War on Truth, and you've done 20 years or so of various service on this, Hollywood blockbusters and television series like we were just mentioning here. And so it comes out on the 17th. What I've always wanted to ask here, and Nick, and maybe you could tell me, maybe you've done some interviews. Like I said, I just watched the trailer of this. I haven't been able to see the whole documentary yet because it's out on the 17th.
Right.
Why hasn't Congress, especially the Republicans in Congress, done more to stop this? Do we know?
I don't know. You know, I have my opinion, but I don't know. I can't necessarily prove it, but I think that in many cases it's fear. They're afraid. The government has something on everybody. And I think that in many cases in Congress and in maybe even in the judicial system or whatever, they are afraid to speak out against this because the government is telling them if you do, we're going to treat you the way we've been treating these people. And we will come after you.
In other words, it won't matter if there's truth connected to your defense there. We will come up with the information needed to convict you. In other words, you show up in the system, we'll find a way to convict you, I guess is kind of what you're implying, isn't it?
And also, I mean, I'm implying blackmail as well. I think there's a scenario where they come to them and go, you know, we have these pictures and we have this information about you. And if you don't want that to come out, you'll vote the way we tell you.
It could even be something as simple as we have your browsing history of your porn addiction, your porn habits, right?
Right.
It could be something like that, even, right? Right.
It could be. Yeah, it absolutely could be. And I mean, when you see the nonsensical way things happen in Washington, I can't come to any other conclusion. I mean, it's the people that will not vote the way their constituents wanted them to when they elected them. You know, those people in the Republican Party that suddenly do something inexplicable. I don't see any other explanation.
Nick, do you see or have you seen any evidence that essentially what happened on January 6th was run by the intelligence agencies or not? Was that just a conspiracy theory?
No, there's evidence of it in the movie. There's people who talk about it in the movie that there were over, you know, as you said at the top of the show, they've lost count of how many operatives were in the crowd. So there are many, many things that happened that day that, you know, did not happen from sincere Trump supporters wanting to do something. A lot of the violence in the crowd was provoked by the police. I mean, the Capitol Police were firing munitions into the middle of a peaceful crowd to begin the entire thing.
I remember, and I remember the story. There was the grandmother. Was just, you know, the Capitol Police opened the door, so the grandma goes inside, and then they swat her a number of months later. Right? I remember that story. I'm just like going, "Wow, okay, so that's the." So that's where the emphasis is being placed right now, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah, and for the one that you've heard of, there are 100 more just like her. I mean, a lot of people, a lot of decent Americans, your friends and neighbors, you know, are being treated this way. They're being swatted. They're being treated like serial killers.
There's only one reason, Nick, why a government does something like this, is that they want to make sure and chill any kind of future response. That it has to be that reason.
That's exactly right.
Okay, it has to be.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's intimidation. They're sending a message, do not resist us, do not protest, even if you think it's wrong, don't protest, or what's happening to these people will happen to you.
I know in the time leading up to January 6th, I smelled a rat even developing at that time, and I was trying to implore people who were calling me up to say they were going to go to it. I said, well, be very careful because, you know, it smelled like a Fed trap even then. Was there anybody else really talking a lot about that? I just thought that, you know, the entire system in Washington, D.C. is controlled by intelligence and essentially the blob, you know, as it were. And I just didn't think this was going to end up well for a lot of people. Unfortunately, I was right. It wasn't because I was all that smart about it. Just kind of looking at the obvious, I thought.
Yeah. Well, I went because out of sheer you know, naivete. I just sort of thought, oh, it's a protest. I'll go. You know, I want to see what happens. I didn't go there with the idea that I was going to make a film. But what I saw when I was there and then what they showed me on the news that night was so different. My experience was so different than anything the media was telling me. That's kind of why the film happened. It's like I just said, we have to address this because I was there. I saw millions of people, and I didn't see any violence. And so the way the media presented it, it was like it was all violent. Everybody who went there was a violent terrorist.
Well, and there was definitely some violence there. No doubt. I mean, we saw some of that, but that was such a small example of the overall. Of the overall system. Of course, there was certainly violence brought upon Ashley Babbitt. We know about that. Yeah, do you touch on that in the war, too?
Yeah, we talked to Ashley's mother. Yeah, absolutely, we touch on that. We go into the death of Roseanne Boylan, and what we show in the movie is that most of the violence was caused by the police.
Interesting.
You know, that it was the police attacking the crowd, not the crowd attacking the police.
Nick Searcy, once again, star and producer of The War on Truth. The War on Truth. TheWarOnTruth.com. This is coming out on the 17th, and what are the different ways you can get it? Can you order a DVD? Can you rent it for a bit? Can you stream it? I mean, how do you work this so people can find out more?
All those options are available. You can go to TheWarOnTruthMovie.com. You can buy a DVD there. Mm-hmm. You can also find the movie on SalemNow.com. If you're a subscriber to Salem Now, you can watch the movie there. We're releasing it on about 8 or 9 different platforms because when we released Capital Punishment in 2021, we were cyber attacked so hard and we only had one website for it. And so that movie had a difficult time getting out. This time we're going to release it 9 different ways. So if they attack one site, you can go find it at the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it makes you wonder if maybe it's not such a bad idea these days, rather than trying to watch it online, maybe just order the old school DVD. So the hackers and the denial of service people, they can't take away your DVD, right? You can look at it that way.
That's exactly right. They can't shut that down.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You know, that kind of brings us up to this whole thing of transferring everything to the internet, everything to online, everything to online streaming. Isn't it interesting that this is almost like a single point of failure for everybody, or a single point of censorship, really? You ever think about that?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, when they, you know, if they do have an attack on the grid that shuts down all the internet and the electricity and everything, there's going to be very difficult to access anything.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I like, you know, if I can't have a DVD or a solid, let's say, three-dimensional book, an actual book in my hand there, I at least make sure that I have PDFs of them in my own possession and not just hoping that that there's always going to be an Amazon ready to feed you the Kindle stuff that you bought. Just something to think about for the future, all right? Nick Searcy, star and producer of The War on Truth. The War on Truth. Now, is it warontruththemovie.com? I just want to make sure we get it right for people, okay?
Yes, thewarontruthmovie.com.
Thewarontruthmovie.com. Thewarontruthmovie.com. I'll put it up there on my show blog for today here. Nick, all the best to you. Do you have any ideas what next project you're going to be working on? Something tells me that this is going to be an issue for a while yet. What do you think?
Well, I've got a book coming out on May 28th. It's speaking of Amazon, it's available for pre-order. It's called Justify This. It's just a book about my rise to the middle in Hollywood as a character actor. And then there's a couple of things coming out this year that I've done. A Netflix series called The Perfect Couple, starring Nicole Kidman. I'll be part of that. And then the movie Reagan, which will be released in August, where Dennis Quaid plays Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
And I play Secretary of State James Baker.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah.
So Nick, I'm sorry. I'm not as much of a star knowledge guy as I would otherwise know. Being Nick Searcy, are you one of those guys then that nobody knows your name, but they go, oh, that guy? Is that the kind of thing that you are?
Yeah. There was a book that came out a few years ago called Hey, It's That Guy, which is about character actors like me who, you know my face, but you don't necessarily know my name.
And if it weren't for people like you, the movies and the shows don't happen because you're the people that put the meat, the character meat, on the bone of shows. It is such, you're such unsung heroes of the system. Everybody makes a big deal about the so-called stars, but when we see people like you in a lot of shows, you're going, when you see you in so many shows, it ends up being it's because you're reliable, you're professional, you know your lines, you do your job. And I think you must be easy to work with, otherwise people don't hire a character actor. Wouldn't that be the case?
That's pretty true. I'm actually a big movie star trapped in a character actor's body.
Okay, so that's good. Well, it's time to bust out, and then I'll be able to say, you know, I just knew Nick when he was just a character actor, and look, he's all grown up now.
Exactly.
Nick, a pleasure meeting you, and thanks so much, and good luck on the documentary, The War on Truth Movie, thewaronTruthMovie.com, okay? You take care. Be well.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. 657 at KMED, KCMD.
Do you have an electric?